This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I did have the opportunity to talk to Aaron, and I'll tell you what, I cannot wait to, you know, get to work with him. I think he's equally as excited, and yeah, there's a lot of work to be done in front of us, but, you know, just looking forward to that opportunity.
Molly at Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 of the Score. That is the voice of the new Packers head coach, Matt LaFleur. And let's get out to the hotline and welcome in Bob McGinn. Bob McGinn Football, the place to go for all information on Green Bay. And Bob has been through a lot of introductions dating back to what? Would it be Forrest Gregg? Was that the first introduction, Bob? Good morning. How are you?
Morning, Bob.
That's right, Forrest Gregg. Hi, guys.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of coaches, and that's a lot of mixed different personalities, different guys, seeing a lot of different things happen, and going from Mike McCarthy to Matt LaFleur. I watched some of it, Bob, and saw him. It didn't overwhelm me. I know he interviewed well. That's what they said. But how did you take it? What did you think? What did you see from Matt LaFleur? Were you impressed, unimpressed? Were you overwhelmed by him? How would you describe it?
Well, those introductory press conferences they're kind of different animals, you know, and he didn't get a chance to really to speak that much.
Right.
You know, Mark Murphy did a lot of the talking, and I just want to know a lot more about LaFleur, and all that'll come out. So I'm trying to stay away from first impressions because they can just be so wrong on these things.
You know, Bob, when you look at the process the Packers underwent and used to hire LaFleur, I felt like that was kind of surprising. They interviewed a lot of guys. They did not interview Vic Fangio, which was a little bit of a surprise, given that when the Packers played the Bears, there was some conversation surrounding that. And then they went with a guy who kind of fits the trend of your young, offensive-minded head coach. How surprised were you that they didn't talk to Fangio, and what did you make about the process in general?
Yeah, you're right, David. That was a surprise. Of their 10 interviews, 8 guys were offensive-oriented, and I'm told, too, they really wanted youth here. That was a big thing, you know. They're trying to find the next Sean McVay, Matt Nagy. You know, I think Kyle Shanahan will eventually do well in San Francisco, so a guy like that. I mean, I was surprised, but then when I'm really told about this age thing, you know, Fangio had hurt the Packers with the Niners and with the Bears, and he's a terrific coach, and but he's a defensive guy. I just don't think they wanted that. They're trying to get those points like where the game is going.
How, you know, when you start talking about offensive coaches, and you just mentioned it, I mean, everybody's looking for the next Sean McVay. Everybody wants to tap into that. You look at a guy like Matt LaFleur, and he's worked with some really good people. He's been around a lot of good people. He's also only called plays for 1 year, and it wasn't overwhelming. Knowing the personality of Rodgers, knowing that his main goal is to get him on his side, how will that relationship work, in your opinion?
Oh, that's going to be a huge key to it, you know, Mike. I just don't know. I mean, I'm told that this guy's job in Tennessee was in jeopardy right now.
Mm-hmm.
That he did not have a good first year down there, and you know why the Titans were 9-7 was because of their defense, and they hadn't made a decision on whether to bring LaFleur back or not. So having said that, and you know their dismal numbers down there, they did lose Delanie Walker for the last 15 games. He's their best receiver. So I just don't know. You're right. He's worked with some, you know, really good people. You go back to Brian Kelly at Central Michigan. He worked with Mike Shanahan, Kyle Shanahan, and certainly Sean McVay. He's been around good people. That's what they got. That's what they're relying on, I'm sure.
So at the press conference yesterday, Bob, you see Mark Murphy talking a lot, and he's sitting next to Brian Gutekunst. He's sitting next to Matt LaFleur, the 39-year-old, who a lot of people wonder what they're getting. And I think that you sit next to both those guys and you're Mark Murphy, and you look at it like, This is as much about him, isn't it, as it is about the head coach? Is this a referendum on Mark Murphy? Because these are both guys that now he's been involved with picking.
Completely. You know, he's been here 12 years now, and he had never had a major hire. And you're absolutely correct, David. He's hired, you know, Brian Gutekunst, who was about 44 when he was hired. He hired him over many guys, including Elliot Wolf and many others. And now he's hired this coach. He had the entire field at his disposal when they made that selection. And, boy, you just don't know. You look back at 3 years ago, guys, there were seven new coaches hired. And of those seven, only one is still going, and that's Doug Peterson in Philly. And they're all gone. Adam Gase, Dirk Cutter, Ben McAdoo, Chip Kelly, Mike Mularkey, and Hugh Jackson. It's amazing the turnover. Three years ago.
That's, you know, listen. And you know, we're sitting here with the Bears losing Vic Fangio, and we're talking about who comes in, and one of the names that's being mentioned is Steve Wilks, who, again, he got a year. And, you know, I mean, Ron Wolf kept Ray Rhodes for 1 year. That's the only defense of that. You hire someone, you believe you're going to get something, and you don't see what you want, so you move on. That's Ron Wolf. I think he's entitled to do anything he wants. He's proven the value of him. Other guys, you just wonder what is going on with this league.
I know, and coordinators getting fired at mid-year. You know, Mike. Yeah. I mean, there was like seven or eight of those this year. Mike McCarthy getting fired 12 games into his 13th season. I mean, to me, disrespectful. He should have been allowed to finish that season, and he wanted to finish it, and he should have been allowed. But it is a brutal business, and as the money has increased, so is the pressure and lack of patience on owners.
What do you think is going to happen with Mike McCarthy now? I mean, obviously he didn't get the Jets job. There's a couple openings, but he doesn't really fit. Is he going to get into television? And then, speaking of former Packers coaches, Dom Capers' name surfaced in Arizona as a possibility out there. He's 68. He didn't coach last year. Bears need a defensive coordinator. Would he be on this list?
Well, I think Capers could also join Vic in Denver, certainly. I mean, they are tight. I think that could happen. He's a 3-4 guy. I mean, the Bears sort of need that with Leonard Floyd, and he could certainly – I think he wants to coach. He's in great shape. I talked to him in November, really staying up in the game. I can't remember what was the first part of your question.
McCarthy.
No, I think he's just going to sit this out. I don't see him doing TV. I'm sure he'll go to some camps where some of his ex-coaches are and stay in it that way and then try to get a job next time. But, you know, there's no guarantee. People are going to see that he kind of lost some juice up here. And, you know, coaches, you know, get to a certain point. He got overweight. He's got to get in shape and get his mind right and try to land another one.
What, you know, Ed Donatell is a guy, it would seem obvious with Fangio leaving that Ed Donatell's sitting there and you just promote him and you move on and you don't have to change any of the technique, any of the language, anything. And yet, you know, if you say that, everybody goes back to 4 and 26, whatever got him fired. What did you think of him? How did he control the room? What was the talk of him when he was there?
Well, guys, to me, I used to think turnovers and takeaways were just luck, but they're not. And I was taught that eventually by Mike Holmgren and then now McCarthy. He won on turnover differential. But that was the secret of Ed Donatell in his 4 years as coordinator up in Green Bay. His turnover takeaway thing was incredible. And I think about more about that than 4th and 26. So, you know, Donatell has been a loyal assistant. He's a terrific DB coach. He's been all over the league now. And he's a 4-3 guy, so I think that's somebody you got to consider. Greg Williams, certainly. Terrell Austin, he's kind of fallen off the radar, but I can't believe he's lost everything he ever knew.
Bob, you know, whoever was going to be the head coach of the Packers this offseason was going to be one of change in Green Bay. How significant of the changes will they be, and who are the big names you think might be moving out of town?
On their staff, David?
No, in play, in terms of the roster.
Oh, on the roster. Well, the big names, you know, Clay Matthews, he's expiring. A cap sacrifice could be Nick Perry. You know, generally, when McCarthy, between Sherman and McCarthy, to opening day of 06 under McCarthy, 50%, 33 of 66 guys he inherited from Sherman were gone. So there's going to be a massive turnover. This roster's not very good here right now, and everybody knows that. And, you know, there's a lot of, you know, high-minded talk right now from LaFleur and Murphy and Gutekunst, but that isn't really the way it is with a depth chart and on paper.
He's Bob McGinn, Bob McGinn Football, and obviously, Bob, the Bears have no interest in the draft this year. They're not drafting until the third round, but we always love following the draft stuff, so we'll look forward to seeing your work there. Thank you, Bob.
Thanks,
appreciate
Bob.
It, bud.
Appreciate it, guys. Take care.
That's Bob McGinn up in Green Bay.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.